We're having a meeting here at the Mission House on Saturday. Will stringing the wire be difficult? Difficult? That's an understatement. We'll have to cross Boggin Mountain, then go over Bent Creek. He shook his head. If the men are worried about the Boggin, they may refuse to help me string that wire. It's not exactly something I can do solo. I'm sorry, Christy apologized. I guess when I asked for a telephone donation, I didn't really think about the complications. David gave a rueful laugh. How could you have foreseen that one of the complications would be a mythical creature with huge feet? I'm sure this will pass, Christy said. By tomorrow, the children will be telling some new ghost story. Maybe, David said doubtfully. If not, I'll try to distract them with a nice, exciting grammar lesson. You're a fine teacher, Christy Huddleston, David said with an affectionate smile. But even you aren't that good. As she got ready for bed, Christy mulled over her lesson plans for the next day. With so many students in one classroom, it was always a challenge to keep their interest. She stared into her mirror as she unpinned her hair. She looked so different from the Christy who'd come here a few months ago. Her skin was bronzed, her hair streaked by the sun. She was stronger, too. Her arms and legs were hardened by the physical demands of work here at the mission. Still, she loved Cutter Gap. Even this tiny, simple room, so different from her lace-trimmed, lovely bedroom back in Asheville. Her room here was not luxurious, to say the least. A washstand with a white china pitcher and bowl, an old dresser topped by a cracked mirror, two straight chairs, the plainest white curtains, and two cotton rag rugs on the floor. But the furnishings didn't matter. It was the view outside her window that made this room so special. 11 mountain ranges folding one into another, the summits reaching up as if to touch heaven. Christy retrieved her diary and pen. She'd been keeping a journal about her adventures ever since coming here to Cutter Gap. By now her pen was almost worn flat. Soon she'd have to switch to a pencil, that is, if she could spare one. Even with the recent donation, supplies were hard to come by at the mission school. She climbed into her bed and began to write. I've got to find a way to get the children past this Boggin nonsense. I've seen the way rumors and superstitions can take hold among these people. It's no different, I suppose, from the rumors that old Mrs. Dotswheeler back in Asheville used to spread about the neighbors while she hung out her laundry to dry. And as Ruby May pointed out, I'm not exactly perfect when it comes to superstitions. After all, everyone knows it's a bad idea to break a mirror. That means 7 years bad luck. Or how about...